Rangi Mahura Reddy is the head of the Rau Awa Awa Kaumātua Charitable Trust based down in Kirikiriroa. They're launching three innovative resources for housing, social enterprise, wellbeing at Parliament. The initiative is a collaboration with that organisation, Te Runanga o Kirikiriroa, Te Runanga o Awarua, and the University of Waikato. Thanks once again for joining us on the program. Rangi Mahura, tēnā koe, ko dai o tēnei.
Oh, tēnā koe, Dale. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for looking after our oldies. I'll be needing that sort of tautoko not too far away. Good on you, sister. Good to talk with you. Hey, flesh that out a little bit for our kei whakarongo, please, Rangi Mahura. So what is this social enterprise, housing, wellbeing, kaupapa that you're raising in that political space?
So, Dale, what these are the resources that we've been working on for a while. And the first one, the housing one, is the Hekainga Pairawa Toolkit 2. So in 2019, the University, Te Runanga o Kirikiriroa, and ourselves, we released the first housing toolkit. And a beautiful group from Brass, Te Runaka o Awarua, they picked it up and they used it to help them build their Kaumātua village in Bluff. And they opened that in 2022. And so what we sought to do with this toolkit is to use the learnings that they had on their journey, because ours, of course, the Runanga's led housing development has been an urban setting, and that so it was beautiful to include the learnings of the Awarua, Te Runaka o Awarua, inside of this, so that it would basically be of benefit to anybody who wanted to use, you know, to shortcut the process, take the learnings that others have kind of gone through, and just, yeah, harness the potential of that.
Tēnā koe. Obviously, Papakāinga housing is interesting, kaupapa. I was talking with a guy too. Sometimes we can be building whare in isolated rural communities, Papakāinga housing, where a lot of our people maybe need access to amenities within the commercial sector. One suggested, you know, they like to be near the Cosy Club or near the doctors or hospitals or whatever. Are you seeing any kōrero about, obviously we want to have Papakāinga housing, but are you gauging the interest here or some of the preferences from our old people, maybe not always rural, sometimes urban?
Yeah, absolutely, Dale. Like, accessibility to services is really, really important for our kaumātua, so that they can independently access rather than having to wait for transport or to wait for tautoko from whānau that are often working and that. But as long as they have access to some kind of healthcare services and that it's timely, and that it's not expensive, that those are the things that are quite key for them that we're hearing. It doesn't mean that it's all there is. Just in our experience at Awa Awa, this is what we've heard, Dale. This is really, really important. But housing is a kaupapa that's really important to our kaumātua. We're always pleased to partner with the Runanga. They're great leaders in that kaumātua housing space. But we need more. We've got a growing aging population. We don't have enough suitable housing for our kaumātua. We don't have enough social housing that's affordable for our kaumātua. So there's some gaps, there's some mahi to be done. And hopefully these toolkits that that build on the learnings that have been had can help iwi, can help other groups that might be wanting to do something for the kaumātua in their rohe.
Tēnā koe. I spoke with Shane and Winston yesterday. New Zealand First went into the election saying that they wanted the kaupapa of being able to build granny flats on the back of houses without resource consent advanced. And Shane was saying that at the moment they're thinking of maybe 60 square metres, which is a workable size for Nana or Auntie and Uncle out the back of whare. What do you make of this and the potential to save quite a lot of money and time by circumventing resource consent processes and being able to put up granny flats in backyards?
Look, you know, there's always two sides to a coin, Dale. And so absolutely beautiful to eliminate the barriers that there are and the costs. However, there's always the caution around making sure the quality of the housing is still up to standard. And that, so just because it's for our kaumātua and because we want to build it really, really quickly, fabulous, but there still needs to be really good quality homes. I think that's really important. And how do you manage that when, you know, those kind of consent processes aren't wrapped around you to make sure that these building standards are complied with and all the rest of it? So, yes, just a question mark for me, Dale, because the devil is always in the detail when it comes to things like that.
Tēnā koe. It was recently Elder Abuse Day, or a kaupapa that drew our attention to how prevalent or common this could be. Have you heard many cases of it? You know, sometimes our old people whose pensions are going into their banks a little bit incapacitated with how to manage that. And some people we hear taking advantage. Is it something that surfaces in your work much?
Well, Dale, it's hard to work in the kaumātua space and not hear about that. So, yes, absolutely. There's a prevalence of it within our kaumātua and our whānau and the communities and the neighbourhoods that some of them reside in. I think that there's a lot of work to be done in that space and there's some priority that needs to be given to our kaumātua. But, you know, we have an office for seniors that serves the nation of our older people and they're a beautiful team. But, you know, Dale, we really do need a ministry for seniors. We need a whole heap of resources to actually enable the sector and the community to be able to look after our older people properly. And that, so that's my whakaro in and around what we need from being in awa-awa for the last 14 years is that what we're lacking is a whole lot of infrastructure and support to make sure that we can transform what's currently happening for our kaumātua. So financial poverty is really huge for our kaumātua, which is why we went into the social enterprise space. Dale, the kukireka kani, cookie cutters, they weren't our first journey. It was actually Te Puna Tikanga, and that was about kaumātua, you know, holding tikanga sessions for whether it be business people or tourists or our international migrant community and learning from our kaumātua what it means to participate in a pōwhiri, what it means to be Māori for us and to host international communities within our whenua. That was really beautiful. It was a great kaupapa, but then COVID happened and it quickly revealed to us that having our kaumātua up front and centre wasn't really a great idea in a time that was quite risky like COVID's, which is why we did a quick pivot to the kukireka kani, our social enterprise, and that's kind of taken off, Dale. You know, we've been very privileged to have those cookie cutters that are $20 each raise over $200,000 for our facility upgrade. And so there's a lot of things we wouldn't have been able to do for our kaumātua had it not been for an idea that came because we wanted to do something for kaumātua with dementia in rest home.
Really interesting. I'm going to stay in touch with you and talk a bit more too, because this is such an important area you've been working in, and you're a wonderful advocate and champion for our older whānau Māori. And I thank you, Rangi Mahura, for the mahi you've been doing and for your rich kōrero I te atanei. Tēnā koe, and thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks, Rangi Mahura. Ready from Rau Awa Awa, Kaumātua Charitable Trust out of Kirikiriroa.